Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 4th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Colossians chapters 1 to 4. Should a Christian believer observe worldly traditions? We read in Colossians chapter 2 verses 20 to 23 like this. The words of Apostle Paul. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, and do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. In this passage, Apostle Paul clarifies that believers in Christ have died from the basic principles of the world. The word world here designates humanity as a whole, now fallen into sin and moral disorder, radically opposed to God. The basic principles of the world thus refer to traditions, rituals, and ordinances propagated by the sinful humanity. Since the Colossian believers were dead along with Christ to the world, signified through their water baptism, Paul asked them why are they still subjecting themselves to keeping worldly traditions and regulations since they were walking in the newness of life? Since the gospel has freed them from attempting to gain heaven by self-effort, they should never subject themselves again to such legalistic ordinances. The New Testament is clear that every Christian believer has died to the rudiments of the world from the time of salvation. This means that every Christian believer has been released from every kind of ritualistic observance, since if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Also, the practices of worldly traditions create a seeming appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and severity to the body. Self-imposed religion means that these people adopt a form of worship according to their own ideas of what is right, rather than according to God's word. False humility is a pretension by these people that they are too humble to approach God directly. Neglect of the body refers to the practice of asceticism, that is, a belief that through self-denial, humans can achieve a higher state of holiness. However, they are of no value as they do not succeed in checking the indulgence of the flesh. Let us understand that God accepts worship offered according to His will as revealed in Scripture and not through any religious exercises done according to worldly traditions. We should be clear that God must be worshipped only in the way He has instituted as revealed in His word. Thus, a Christian believer should not observe any kind of worldly traditions, if at all possible.